Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here. In breaking news, the father of the New South Wales Premier has had a heart attack and is fighting for life in a Sydney hospital. A spokesperson for Chris Minn says John is in an induced coma in ICU after suffering the attack yesterday. His family are thankful for the care he is receiving and are by his side. The PM has called an urgent national cabinet meeting to address the growing rates of violence against women following 3 days of countrywide rallies. Federal and state leaders will come together on Wednesday to take action on what he says is a national crisis. Anthony Albanese telling Nine this morning it's about finding how the governments can do better.
What are the practical measures that we can do? Now, that goes to ensuring that women can have somewhere to go safely, for example. So we've had our Housing Australia Future Fund have a portion of that, 4,000 additional homes.
A new model for school discipline will be rolled out across the country this year to crack down on students' abusive behaviour towards teachers. They'll be taught old school measures like how to enter the classroom quietly, sit and listen. It follows a Senate inquiry that found some kids were stealing, throwing furniture and keying cars. And if you're searching for more work hours, Amazon Australia is putting the recruitment call out for 1,400 seasonal workers at sites across the country. It's to support their busy mid-year sales period, meaning you'll be picking, packing and shipping orders.